Accession number 10495, Rule 3.
Mr. Jones, Rule 3.
This story, which I don't put forward, is true, but it's symptomatic that it should have been told. You know, the great nationalist slogan was Quit India, and a demonstration, or as they always call it in India, a procession, a Congress procession, was going down Chowringhee, the main street of Calcutta, with the slogan Quit India on the placards, and a group of British soldiers, or perhaps airmen, made an improvised placard which read, Wish We Could, and joined in the end. As you probably know, there was at one place in Karachi, there was a strike of soldiers and airmen for quicker demob. So there was at a sort of personal level, there was a great wish to get home, you know, and to be demobbed. And the demob was in fact slowed down. I thought I was going to get home in October 46. In fact, I didn't get home until March 47. So a lot of people who, like me, had been in the army since about 42 were affected in the same way. So there was resentment about the demob slowdown. And then, after all, most of the British soldiers simply didn't like India. What for? Why should they? They had more or less racist attitudes, you know. They were among a population of savages. Even those who weren't racist, nevertheless, they were in a place which was totally strange to them. They couldn't talk to people in the shops, you know. They were in a completely alien country. And they really had no wish to be there at all.
Do you have any memories about John Saville in India?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Has he been recorded?
Yes.
Right. Yes, he actually... we had a discussion with him at Delhi at the time of the crisis on the Forces Parliament. He had been up in Karachi during the demob strike. If you've recorded him, obviously, that's what he's talked about. And then he was due for demob himself, and Delhi was where one waited for a couple of days before catching the boat. And so he happened to be in Delhi, and he met Bert Ramelson. I guess he already knew Bert, I don't know. But anyway, he was involved in that in discussion about what we ought to do, moving the adjournment and so forth. And that's the first time I met John Saville, and he has been a lifelong friend since then.
Did he have? Do you remember any political differences between him and Bert Ramelson?
Ah, now you're, as it were, looking with hindsight at later events in Yorkshire in 1956. But no, I don't remember differences at that time. But my memory may be at fault, because I rather think that that there were differences. And Bert Ramelson has said to me since that they clashed. But I myself don't remember that.